Welcome to the Cash Confident Podcast. I'm Bree Sedano, your fearless host, personal finance expert, and the visionary behind the revolutionary Cash Confident community. Get ready to embark on an electrifying journey where we redefine the rules of money and empower women to harness the immense power to craft the life they truly, truly desire. This podcast is the ultimate resource, meticulously crafted for women who are ready to unleash their financial prowess and embrace a life of abundant success. We leave no stone unturned as we delve into the depths of money management, mindset mastery, and the undeniable influence of emotions on your financial decisions. Prepare to rise above the societal limitations and break free from the chains that have held you back as we equip you with the tools and knowledge to make bold, confident choices with your cash. We believe that true financial power begins with knowledge, and that is exactly what we deliver. So buckle up, my fierce and ambitious friends, as we embark on this transformative journey to becoming cash confident together. Everyone, welcome to an episode of Cash Confident with Bree Sedano. Today's episode is a little bit more vulnerable than I usually am, and it's not the happiest of news. So if you're maybe not in a place to hear some hard news, now this episode would probably not be the one for you to listen to. But I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. The day that I'm recording this podcast, I lost my sister last week. She was 30 and had a pulmonary embolism and just died. It shocked everybody. It was a big surprise. She was healthy. I just saw her. She was visiting for her birthday, which was only a few days before that. And I'm super, super thankful for this, but my little brother had a big party and all my cousins came and it was so much fun to see everybody. And we danced and drank beer and celebrated. And I'm super, super grateful for that. And so I'm going to share some of what's going on for me with you all, even though it's hard, because one, I sent an email to my list to explain, and just the amount of stories and outpouring of love that came my way was a really big deal for me, for them, and just having a place to be, I guess, in grief together, because that's part of life. All right. And so the first thing that I want to share is I feel oddly, it's not conflicted. I just feel two conflicting things at the same time. Part of me is devastated, so sad. And then the other part is just like my heart just broke open with so much like love and appreciation for this life. And so that was also a really intense amount of sensation in my body. That wasn't like it wasn't like a sunny day, like kind of love and appreciation. It was like more love and appreciation than I think my little heart had like ever held. And it just like cracked open. And so what I'm finding for myself in this is that all of that like love and appreciation really shined a light on some places that I just want to do better. And so I'm going to share a few things with you. And then today's episode is probably going to be short because if you could tell by my voice, I'm like struggling to keep it together a little bit. But the first thing that I just want to remember is that like this life is just a gift and it's not guaranteed. Like tomorrow's not promised. And knowing that is something that really makes a huge difference to the way that I've been thinking about things and what I really want to do. And from an abundance perspective, and this isn't at all about money, but I'm talking about like the abundance of life, is that what's appreciated grows and expands, and what we think we're entitled to tends to diminish in our lives. And I want to bring that like full appreciation for my existence to every single day. I want to be a lady who like really lives life, like really fills up my life with the best of things, the worst of things, and really loves people all the way to the bottom of my heart, which kind of brings me to my second point, is there's so many places that I can see now that I've been a little withholding of my attention, of my love, of my care, that I've not fully received the love and attention and care that other people have put out. Honestly, even sending the email to my list and putting it on social media that I lost my sister was so beyond my comfort zone. This in audio form is like really edgy for me. And it's because in my work, I have the luxury of having everybody else's stories, right? So I listen to people and I hold space for their vulnerability and I see what's going on and I hear their belief structures and I hear what's going on. Like the way that when I work with clients, it's like my mind hears their words bump up against their belief structures or judgments or And I don't usually talk about this either, but I've been learning to read energy for probably the last 10 years. And I'm actually, at this point, I'm really very good at it. I've been to a few shamanic trainings. I've worked with an incredible mentor. Actually, I'm working with her really intensively. We've been working together about 6 months on just energy, just understanding the energy that's underneath things, like really understanding the manifestation, but it at a layer, at a level so much deeper than like law of attraction. And getting to my first point of just remembering that this life is a gift and really loving on myself, on life, on people, being received, being loved, like all of that just requires so much more intimacy and vulnerability than I had last week, right? And last week, I don't think I saw what I see now. And so my perspective changed, my worldview changed a bit. But that's the thing that I really want to be better at. I want to share more of myself to so that way nobody gets the idea that I'm, I don't know, some perfect person. Not that's even what I was going for, but it's just being seen as a real whole human and not just like a highlight reel and not just my work. That's a big step for me. And I think it's worth it to do in the world. I think we have so much just a highlight reel and so much of people's perfection and their wonder, and which I also love, but it's like, it makes us feel so alone and bad and we're doing something wrong when we're comparing our wholeness to somebody else's highlight reel. And so I want to be a person who tells the truth of where I'm at and who I am and the raw and tender and like sticky, dirty bits of life, and not just like my beautiful client retreats or my big success numbers. Like I want to be open, maybe not every little single thing, like maybe not every single thing, but I want to be open. I want to share that the big stuff. And that to me feels like that's actually scary. Like I'm like afraid to do that. All right. And so the next thing that I really saw and started to notice is some ways that I'm not generous, ways that I'm sometimes I would call it withholding, and sometimes I'll call it grabby. Like I was thinking about the way that I sometimes sell, the way that I sometimes show up. And I'm like, I don't really like this anymore. And I'm not being hard with myself. It's just a thing that I'm seeing that I'm like, I want to do this different. And so in my business, in my work, one of the things that I love that I don't talk about probably as much as I could or should is sometimes I'll get a message or I'll get an email from somebody who's never bought anything from me. And they praise me and give me credit for their financial changes or whatever else. And that always really makes me happy. And as of recently, we've been doing less free stuff and more like just paid stuff. And some of that's just business model. I run a free masterclass. It costs quite a bit of money. And so I think some of it was just like business model stuff. But I think some of it was also just, again, feeling a little entitled to your attention, to your dollars, like your time. And that to me, when I see that for myself, that's actually super hard to admit. And I feel actually super gross to say that out loud, but it's the truth. And I just committed to being more vulnerable. So I'm going to just own that. And so that a thing that I want to be is more generous. And I don't just mean in my work, I don't just mean in my business, but I just mean like with my attention, with my love, like with my care. That's a place that I see some room for improvements. And the last thing I think I want to share about is I want to stop waiting. Sometimes I catch myself. I'm waiting for my business to be in a certain place to offer something. I'm waiting for the money to be there to do a thing that I want. I'm waiting for the seasons to change. I'm waiting. And that's a spot that I'm really not wanting. I'm not wanting to do that anymore. And I think it all just goes back to that first point. Like, I don't want a day or a week or a month or a year to pass while I'm waiting for something. I want to get right into it. And I think what's been stopping me on some of that is just a trust for life, right? I don't think I always trusted life and my body, my nervous system, like my energy field would seize up when I felt out of control. But the truth is, I think any idea of control that I thought I had was all an illusion anyhow. I don't think any of the control that I thought I had was ever real anyway. And the idea that I would be waiting for something in order to feel safer because I had more illusions of control, that was another really big thing I saw when my whole perspective changed. There's some other things, but these four feel really big to share. Can I say one more thing? Another thing I really want to do, I really want to put out there and I want to be good at is asking for help and asking for support. That's another place that I think I was so used to doing things on my own. I was raised by my single dad, who's amazing and did an amazing job, but there was just so much support that I don't think I fully got at a young age. And so I just took that to mean that I would just have to do everything on my own, right? And so there was a lack of like trust with life. And what I do know is that I want the Cash Confident community to be a place where people come and get what they need and maybe stay a long time and maybe just stay a little while. But the reason that I do this is I want you to be so rich and happy and fulfilled. I want you to have a multi-orgasmic bliss. I want your life to be so good. And whatever I can do in the scope of what I do is what I want to offer you. And then obviously you'll have other teachers and other mentors and you listen to other people's podcasts and all of that. And that's all beautiful and important. And I want to be able to ask regularly for like support to grow this community, right? I think one of the places I've been so struggling is like trying to show up in so many places on Facebook. I have two Facebook groups on my profile, on my page, on LinkedIn, on Instagram stories, on threads, and it's on my email list. And it's so much. It's just so much to have to be in all those places at all these times. My team is small. We're a small business. We're like a little tiny little micro business. And yet one of the things I really want is to grow this community. I want to grow the number of people that listen and come to get my suggestions on the podcast. I want my audience, my Facebook and my Instagram audiences to grow and flourish. What I would love is for 1,000 people within the next year or so to be in the Cash Confident community. Actually, we're today in all of my new perspectives, we're revamping that offer. So I'm sure you will hear all about that. If you're following me on socials, by the time this episode is out, you're probably going to start to see that shift. We're going to revamp what's in there, because I've been seeing how much time I've been spending outside on all these other platforms trying to get the right people in. And I'm like, I already have the right people in, and I'm just going to start to ask for support and shares and reviews and comments. And I have a book coming out this year that's going to need that kind of support. And that also feels really edgy for me. That is really beyond what I've been comfortable with, but it's something that like, it's not that my business is heavy. I love everything that I do, but the idea that I would have to do it all on my own without the support of the community that I built, to me, is just like a silly idea. Nobody even wants that. No, I made this up. It was my story anyways. Like, nobody was like, Brie, we're only going to support you if you're, you know, making free content for us. We're not going to be willing to participate in any of it. Nobody's ever said that to me. And the women in my community, in my group, have just been literally overwhelming me with love. Literally, hundreds of emails, hundreds of messages, hundreds of comments on my posts, and so many love, like so much love and prayers and things like that coming my way. So that's another thing that I want to do and I want to be better at, is just asking for what I need and just letting people support me and help me, and hopefully I get to do better helping and supporting them because I have all the resources that I need. So that is some of my understandings and my takes of just the way that my perspective is shifting, that the way that this really hard thing that happened just really opened up so much space in my heart and just so much clarity in my mind. And so that's just the truth of what I'm doing and where I'm at. And I appreciate that you're listening. I appreciate that you're still here with me. I appreciate that you've heard me and all of my voice shaking, vulnerable state. So I love you and I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks, everybody. It was my pleasure and joy to talk with you today. Thank you for listening. If you found value in our conversation, I kindly ask you to share the show with a friend who deserves to unleash her financial power. Your feedback is so, so valuable to me. So please take a moment to leave a review. Together, we can amplify the message and bring more money into the hands of good women. For ongoing guidance and unwavering support on your financial journey, I invite you to join the Cash Confident community. Visit www.cashconfident.com/join to become part of our powerful community of women, where we uplift and inspire one another to reach new heights of financial success. Remember, you possess the power to shape your financial destiny. And with the Cash Confident podcast and the support of our remarkable community, you are unstoppable. Embrace your financial power, create the life you desire, and let's ignite a movement of cash confident women who are transforming the world, $1, one decision at a time.